Hi, this is ESPN's Dave Lamont, and you're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, the unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
Welcome into the Sports Objective. We really appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you're watching and listening, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, or pretty much anywhere you find podcasts, you can find us. We continue to take a look at Crew 2022, the East Carolina signing class. And right now, very excited to be joined by a guy who's a preferred walk-on in this year's class, but, you know, make no mistake about it, and this guy's a tremendous football player, a defensive end out of Roxboro, North Carolina, Person High School. And right now, welcome into the show, Preston Carr. Preston, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. I know you're right there in Greenville. You just arrived within the last few days, so you're still getting acclimated to everything, getting to know your teammates and the coaching staff, have really enjoyed it thus far. But just take us back to your high school career and, you know, your love of the game of football and playing there for the Person Rockets.
Yes, sir. Freshman year, I was playing inside linebacker. That was my first position, and fell in love with it. I love, you know, moving around and flying around the field. And going into my sophomore season, I got offered a spot on the varsity, and I took that opportunity. And again, I was playing linebacker, and at Person High School, we ran a 3-4. We had a walk up outside linebacker position, and very first game, the first quarter, one of our outside linebackers got hurt, and I was the next man up, and played outside linebacker for my sophomore season. And I had a buddy, Joshua Harris. He is a NC State defensive tackle. He helped me out a lot because he would draw a lot of double teams, and I had to come across the edge quick and fast, and I could get that quarterback. And so sophomore season, I had a feel of what it was to be an outside linebacker / defensive end. And going into my junior season, I played a four down front. We played a four down front at Person High School, and I was the edge rusher. And for Person High School, I led my final season with team total tackles with 96 total tackles. I had over 12 sacks. I had 3 interceptions, and I believe it was 5 forced fumbles. It was okay. You know, I thought I could do a lot better. I know I could. So I set the standard high for myself. And from my junior film, I was blessed, very thankful to receive 18 Division I offers to play college football. And around that time, that's when COVID hit and kind of messed up the class of 21, 22, and also the class of 20. And, you know, put us in a little setback. And delayed our senior year until that next February. And going into my senior year, again, I was playing on the edge, but we roughly had about 5-6 games, and didn't really pick up any more offers after that. I was dead set on Navy, committed to Navy and the Naval Academy. And on July 1st, 2020. So that was going into my senior season. And, you know, I thought Naval Academy, it's a great opportunity, but I wasn't 2 feet in like we were talking about earlier. I was more of one, don't really know, but I know if I go, I'll you know, I'm set. But again, I wasn't really sure about that. And going into college, I had to go to the Naval Academy Preparatory School. And while I was there, I really didn't like it. Didn't feel home for me. like I said earlier, I noticed I didn't belong up there when I had to put sugar in my sweet tea. That's when I really realized I didn't belong up there. And then I wanted to come back home and play ball back down in North Carolina. And I denied my appointment to the academy, posted my decommitment, and ECU was the first one to contact me. And they told me, they said, look, we don't have a scholarship available, but we have a roster spot with your name on it. And, you know, I said, thank you, coach. I'm going to look for all the other opportunities financially. You know, I'm going to try to go to school for free on a full ride if I can. And I picked up around 8 more offers after that. And Virginia Tech hit me up, and they offered me another preferred walk-on, and fell in love with Virginia Tech. There was some odds and ends I didn't really agree on. And going into coming to ECU on my little visit, I was blown away. It was really interesting on how Coach Tesh and Coach D run their defense, especially their D-line. You know, blue-collared, hard-working, straight to the point. We don't care if you're a freshman or a five-year senior. We're going to play the best man on the field. And knowing that, I know I can come here and outwork anybody to a potential where I think I can achieve greatly. You know, I know I have that mentality of working hard, and I know I can earn that scholarship.
No doubt. And that's one of the things, not to go too far down a rabbit hole, so to speak, but you know, what you were mentioning about the scholarship crunch and, you know, just the way you had the transfer portal, you had the COVID situation with guys getting an extra year of eligibility. And then, you know, that was awesome from the NCAA to allow that. But at the same time, they didn't, in my opinion, and you know, a lot of coaches that I've heard speak on it, necessarily have the best plan in place to, you know, get back to that 85 scholarship limit on a more gradual basis. And so they had to make tough decisions and had to, you know, kind of redirect some of their players elsewhere and help them find new homes and put coaches in a awkward position, to say the least. But like you're saying, in tremendous opportunity that you're blessed with now. And going back to your recruitment, was it Coach Doust or I know obviously he's going to be your position coach, but who handled your recruitment?
Coach Doust, he did. He was a part of my recruitment, but Coach Tesh, the defensive tackles coach here, he was the he was the man. You know, if I needed to call him, had questions or anything, he was the one who helped me out the most. And he was on the phone with me almost every night, trying to get me to come to school. And you know, I fell in love with it. You know, I felt wanted here, and I know I can make a tremendous impact coming off the edge, especially playing Navy this upcoming season.
Now, I know you talk about your visit to East Carolina. Off the air, we were talking, you know, prior to your visit, you had not been to campus, correct? Or even, you know, just to Greenville?
Correct. Yes, sir.
So talk about that. I mean, you weren't that far away. You know, you're between 2 and 3 hours from campus, probably something like that. There in Roxboro, up north of the Triangle. So if you would, just talk about your impression of East Carolina football from afar. And, you know, and I know you said you're obviously blown away with the facilities and just East Carolina and the Greenville community and it being the epitome of a college town.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, so when everybody knows. If you're in North Carolina, you know what Greenville is. Hey, don't get me wrong. Greenville is a great place to be. It's a small town. It's a football town. You know, it's Greenville. And I'm a small town, southern blue collar person, you know, and it was like high school a little bit almost when I come to visit. You know, I felt home. And coming here with Coach Tesh, the first thing I did was walk in the locker room and I was looking around and I saw the number 44 and it was a pair of shoulder pads, some pants, helmet, and some cleats. And he told me he wanted to take some pictures with us. And I threw the gear on. And I tell you what, I don't think I've ever looked that good in purple and gold in my life. And I fell in love with it. And, you know, just the excitement from all the staff that was there with me on my visit, you know, really, really pumped me up. And just knowing what ECU has to offer outside of football, you know, of all the like care they take for you, all the people that have your back here, you know, with academics, with financial aid, all this other stuff, you know, it really, really shows how ECU runs herself, you know, and it's a great program. And meeting Big John, talking to him got me fired up because I live in the weight room. I love it. And, you know, I can see myself in that weight room looking at the field, and I can see myself coming and playing real soon.
Certainly want to dive more into that as far as your physical development and Big John and the strength and conditioning program in a moment. But before we do that, you know, throughout the recruiting process, you know, one of the big things here recently, the Pirates Unite capital campaign that you see there on the bottom of the screen. That's something that was unveiled here within the last month or month and a half. And one of the big things in that, probably the biggest thing in that, as far as the athletics program as a whole, is not just a football program, because a lot of the programs will use it at some point in time. But the indoor practice facility is going to be, you know, right around $20 million. And there, you know, you see it in the bottom right corner of our screen for our viewers.
That's all.
Just talk about, you know, that facility that's going to come into existence here within the next few years during your time in Greenville. And then you also have everything that Coach Houston, just an unbelievable vision and making things happen in terms of, you know, the different wraps and paint and, you know, with the motivational sayings and the recognizing of the history of the East Carolina program within the Ward Sports Medicine building.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, the Ward, that facility is beautiful. You know, from what Coach has done, it's just ridiculous from what he's done. You know, I know the program wasn't as hot when he first got in, but me and him talked yesterday on the practice field. You know, he's turning it around. You know, he's making the ECU look great. And with the people he is recruiting and the people that is on this team really express that, you know, we all showed love with each other. And, you know, yesterday we were in a team meeting and he called all, you know, the freshmen up and we had to introduce ourselves and we had to say our names, our position, and one fun fact. And I stood up in front of the team. I said, my name's Preston Carr. I'm a defensive end, and one fun fact, I'm a transfer from the Naval Academy, and the entire team was going crazy when I said that. I mean, jumping up and down, because that win they had against Navy last season off that 54-yard field goal, I believe, winning it.
That's correct. I was there in attendance that game. That's what we call Preston. We call that the Daffer Dagger. Yeah, Coach Houston's reaction to that was priceless. I'm sure you may have seen that, but that was a memorable day there at Navy Marine Corps Stadium.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually there as well. I was at that game, and you know, just seeing that, you know, I didn't know how to feel, because
Greenville is always a place I've wanted to go, and that's my hometown, well, closely. And, you know, I wanted to root for him, but at the same time, I was also a Navy midshipman, you know?
Right.
And, you know, just seeing all that and how Coach runs this program, I can really see it taking off right now. I can 100% see it, especially with the recruits, these freshmen we have coming in right now. We've all bonded within the past 24 hours. Like, it's unbelievable.
Since you were at the game that day, you know, that's one of the things, Pirate Nation travels, and it's a shame that we did not have a chance to see exactly how many thousands of Pirates showed up, or were going to show up, I should say, for that bowl game in the Military Bowl against Boston College. And we'll not even go there as far as the Eagles backing out. That's something that Coach Houston had some funny comments about during the spring game or following the spring game this year when the team received their bowl rings. But but you talk about Coach Houston and the program that he's implemented over going into his fourth season now since he arrived in December of 2018. And, you know, Coach Houston, you know, he's a very, you know, to the point, you know, hard-nosed, kind of an old-style coach in many respects, I think. But at the same time, very much a player's coach, from what I can tell from afar and through talking to some of you guys. But you know, talk about what Coach Houston said you would be getting yourself into when you made the decision to be a Pirate in terms of just the expectations and the culture that he and the staff have established, and obviously the tremendous leadership within the players.
Absolutely. When me and Coach Houston talked, I was really on the verge of going to Virginia Tech and coming to ECU. You know, I really didn't know where I wanted to go. And I talked with him, and he told me, he said, I promise you, you're going to be glad you chose ECU when you come. And I have yet to see otherwise being here. You know, I'm ecstatic. You know, it's unbelievable how it is already. And it's my second day here. You know, I've yet to see a coach actually, you know, tell me that, and not just a coach, a head coach, you know, telling me as a walk-on, you know, telling me you're going to love it when you get here. And that's exactly what happened. I fell in love with the team. I fell in love with the staff and everything. You know, the way he runs this program is honestly unbelievable.
Going back to your physical development, I know you said very early on in the conversation there, early in your high school career, you're a background playing linebacker. So just talk about the way you've grown over the last few years. I think you're 6'4", 260, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
So just talk about the way you've developed physically. And one of the things that really stood out to me on film is just your athleticism, the way you can get off blocks and defeat blocks on the perimeter and make tackles in space. And yes, I think that obviously – you know, it goes back to those days when you were probably a little bit lighter and playing linebacker.
Absolutely. So my freshman year coming into high school, I was 5'9", 170 pounds. And I thought, I was like, man, I have no shot of playing college football. And my dad, I told my dad, Brandon Carr, I told him, I said, I want to play college football. And I listened to what he told me to do. I kept eating and working out. And going into my sophomore season, I was 6'1", 210 pounds. You know, and athletically, I was actually pretty slow going as linebacker. I actually got quicker over the time of being a defensive end. With footwork more. It's really odd how all that happened as well. And going into my junior season, I shot up 6'3", that roughly 245, 250. And that's where I felt that's where I'm going to get back to now, because I know I can dominate that position. I can fly around the field more. And going to my senior season, I was 6'4", roughly 260, 265. And just the way I carried myself, like, weight-wise, was it was pretty fun. You know, I loved it, because you couldn't sit here and look at me saying, yeah, you're almost 300 pounds, but at the same time, you're just as fast as a linebacker. I went to UNC, clocked in at UNC at a 4.74 for my 40. I did a 5.10.5, clocked in at a 4.3. And, you know, they were unbelievable how big I am and how fast I can move. And, again, playing linebacker absolutely 100% helped, especially with making open field tackles. I learned how to break down and read the hips of whoever's running it. You know, whoever has that ball, I'm not watching the ball. I'm not watching their eyes. I'm focusing on their hips, because wherever their hips are going, that's where they're going. You know, they can sit there and try to juke you all they want, but if you watch those hips, that's going to tell you where it's going.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, one of the things that, like I said, that really stood out about me, about you, when I was watching your film a little earlier this morning, is just some of those plays that you're making on the perimeter. But I'm very excited to see you work your way into the rotation on the defensive line, you know, be it this year and in the future. But, you know, talk about at East Carolina, you had the opportunity to really accomplish everything you want to as a football player. You know, you get to play an excellent schedule in a tremendous environment, you know, the likes of Cincinnati, BYU, NC yes, State, et cetera. And those schedules will continue in the years to come throughout your career. And then in addition to that, you know, just you look through East Carolina's history, you've had guys like Linville Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Who's, I think, still playing, or at least did up until last year. And then C.J. Wilson, who's now the coach, head football coach over at North Pitt High School right there outside of Greenville.
Yes, sir.
You know, he played for years and years with the Green Bay Packers, as well as the Raiders and some other organizations.
Absolutely.
So, if you do what you can do, then that type of opportunity may present itself.
And, you know, I'm not here to, you know, just to be, like I said earlier, 1 foot in. You know, I'm full on 2 feet. You know, I'm here to not only prove to myself, but to prove to the coaching staff and the players here that, you know, I've come a long way from Navy. I had a lot of setbacks, had shoulder surgery, and couldn't really play going into season. And, you know, I've had a lot of setbacks, and one thing that I've really, really needed lately was to put on them helmets and shoulder pads again and get back on that field. And that's gonna start that fire back up in me. And me going out there and proving to them, you know, I'm not a scrub. You know, I know what I'm doing a little bit, but I know Coach Tesh and Coach Deacon helped me become better than what I am and what I can be, you know.
Absolutely. You talk about Coach Tesh and then Coach Doust. Tell us about Blake Carroll, tremendous defensive coordinator, entering this season. You know, he's really made a name for himself with the job that he and the staff have done, turning around this defense, which had really struggled prior to his arrival. So, talk about Coach Harrell and just his style of defense, where pressure is coming from everywhere.
Absolutely. And I'm not biased or anything, but it always wins up front. It always wins up front. D-line, O-line, that's the boys that's going to get it done. That determines a football game. And the way Coach Tesh and Coach Carroll, like, the way they can connect, I know now up front we're running a lot of stunts, and we're sending people where you wouldn't even believe we're coming, you know, and I could be dropping back in pass coverage in a flat, and at the same time, I could be coming from a five technique. I could come across and go to an A gap. You know, the way the blitzes and coverage is, I'm not going to say too much about it, but I've been seeing a little bit of film. I've listened in on the playbooks and the notes and the film sessions. I could just tell you're going to be amazed at this upcoming season of what up front can have in the box. It's going to be a fight. I can tell you that.
As far as this upcoming season, you know, as we start to wrap this conversation up, just talk about, you know, what you're looking the most forward to in, as far as experiencing the game day environment there at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm not having really high expectations that I am going to be a starter or even if I am going to see the field, but I'm here to learn my first year. You know, I got a lot of learning to do. I'm young. I've seen college football. I know what it's like a little bit from my years at Penn Navy, but I got a lot to learn in this upcoming year. You know, I really need to get on my grind mode, settle down and learn a lot and listen and watch, you know, because one of my biggest things is watching film. And that's how I learned a lot from it. So I know I need to hit the books. I need to hit the film and practice.
Now kind of transitioning to some questions and more about you so Pirate Nation can get to know you. You know, growing up, you know, who were some of the favorite players that you had in the NFL or maybe just an excellent college football player?
Growing up, actually, Sam Howell is probably one of my top guys up at UNC. Growing up, actually, it was Joshua Harris, again, up at North Carolina State, NC State. You know, I played with him my sophomore year. He was a senior. And growing up with him, he taught me a lot. And, you know, I listened. I sat back and I learned and I watched. And, watching him. And then, of course, I mean, we can't go wrong with Ray Lewis. Or Cam Chancellor. We can't ever go wrong with them cats. Because I tell you what, if they're coming with their football, they're going to hit somebody. They don't care who it is. They're going to hit. And that's how I love it. You know, if you got the football, I'm coming at you pissed off. And Ray Lewis and Cam Chancellor growing up, that's what they did every play.
Absolutely. You know, those Raven defenses were unbelievable. You know, with Ray Lewis, the intensity he brought. And, you know, he was a show before the game and he was a show during the game.
Absolutely. It was amazing.
You know, outside of Ray Lewis, and obviously you mentioned Cam Chancellor, are there any other edge guys that are currently playing that you really you know, enjoy watching them play and maybe padding your game after?
The person I'm actually enjoying, his name's Christian Johnson. I believe he's at Michigan right now. He's a sophomore. And I really look up to this cat because the way he's 6'7", he's 280 pounds, but the way he can move and bend is unbelievable. I mean, he's like a noodle, almost a spaghetti noodle. You can bend him anyway, and the way he can come across that edge is ridiculous.
Yeah, obviously, I'm sure the coaching staff during the recruitment process may have made you aware, if you didn't already realize it, that the next year's season opener is at Michigan. So, hopefully Preston and the Pirates can, have a few things to say there that day in the big house and make the Michigan Wolverines a little more aware of what the East Carolina football program is all about.
Absolutely.
But final question for you. You talk about getting your feet wet there in Greenville and you're getting to know the community and so forth. Talk about eating and putting on those pounds. Obviously, you want to eat healthy, and I know they'll have the training table for you where where they make sure that's happening. But, you know, have you had the chance to indulge in some Eastern North Carolina barbecue?
I have. And one of the places that I have recently went was Sup Dogs. And that place is unbelievable. Like that, it's a great environment. I know Shaxton come up there a couple times and DJ'd.
Yeah, doggy jams.
You know, I love that place, you know, and it's you can't go wrong with Bojangles either. I'm telling you, I miss Bojangles so much from being up north, and I'm still craving it right now.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, with the season coming up, I need to drop back a little bit and hit the weight room, you know, and with you know, Big John, he's gonna get me right.
No doubt about that. You have no choice. But yes, certainly very recognizable the impact that Big John Williams and that strength staff have made. And I know here recently some of those guys that you'll be doing battle with in practice on the offensive line, Coach Houston tweeted a picture of the offensive line without their shirts on. And man, just to see the way that unit has developed and compared, they were these are Coach Houston's words, not mine, you know, back in 2018 and during that 2019 season. He said, when I took over, we were small and slow and weak, and that's not the case anymore.
Absolutely, and I agree with him 100%.
Well, Preston, certainly appreciate your time this afternoon, and really enjoyed the conversation. Congratulations on your opportunity with East Carolina football, and we'll certainly be following you here moving into the 2022 season.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. Pirate Nation, that is Preston Carr, on defensive end, entering the Pirate program this summer as a preferred walk-on, but make no mistake about it, you know, he's a tremendously talented prospect and very excited to see, you know, what the future holds for him in the purple and gold. But remember to follow us on social media, on Twitter and TikTok at TheSportsOBJ, on Instagram at The Sports Objective. Like and follow us on Facebook, and, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate you tuning in. And as always, go Pirates!